What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 420 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Blair Tolson in for Paul and Jordana today. Joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the one and only Andy Tate, financial advisor with Best Prep and Cahill Financial Advisors. Andy, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here, boys.
Say, Andy, the market did well today, and, you know, whether you watch the market daily, you don't. One of the kind of things that people should learn more about is how do financial advisors receive their compensation, or what are they, you know, compensated on? And there's an array of options out there that people need to understand, try to understand, or need to know what questions to ask. So if somebody's getting ready to, you know, partner with or build a relationship with a financial advisor, what are kind of some of the first questions you suggest that they ask?
Well, I think first and foremost, when we're talking about finances and financial advisors and financial planners, the one thing that they're very bad at is talking about how they're paid.
Right.
So I think that's first and foremost, how does this work? Nobody does it as a hobby. It is a job for a reason, and understanding where the compensation comes from, how it's paid, what factors go into determining it, that's something that needs to be negotiated up front, and absolutely needs to be discussed up front.
And there's a couple different ways. So let's just start with planner versus advisor. What's the difference between a financial planner and a financial advisor? Is there a difference?
There is, and it's a pretty minute difference, but I think it is absolutely something to realize. A financial planner carries a certification as a certified financial planner.
Okay.
A financial advisor is somebody who has the qualifications to be a financial advisor, but doesn't necessarily carry the top designation in the industry. So a CFP mark or certified financial planner, it just shows that that individual has gone through some additional training. There's a different level of expectations as far as the planning quality comes along. And there's a board exam. It's like going to a physician that hasn't passed their boards. They still know medicine, but you kind of want to go to the physician who's board certified.
No, I think that is the case. And whether it's realtors or, you know, even in my field, we're not licensed as public relations folks, but there are certifications that some people, some companies kind of insist on as you go. So when it comes to financial planners, advisors earning their keep, you know, on a good day, when the market goes up, they make more money. And when the market goes down, they should pay you back money. Not really. But, you know, if only that was the case. But there's, you know, AUM, fee only, fee based, project based, commission. What's the most common? What should the everyday investor kind of look for in the way their advisor or their planner is compensated?
Well, some of the different methods, the AUM stands for assets under management. So there'll be an advisor fee or planner fee on top of the underlying expense ratios in the investments. So that's a very common way of doing it. So the more assets you have, in theory, your fee should be a little bit less, because a lot of the time and effort goes in the beginning of the relationship, the onboarding. And so a fee only versus a fee based, again, one word, but pretty significant difference. Fee based means part of their compensation comes through commissions. You're selling a product. For example, if an insurance company is the underlying backbone, well, odds are you're going to get incentives to sell more insurance. And so a lot of those advisors refer to themselves as fee based. So there is assets, you're getting paid on assets, but you're also getting paid a commission on a product that they're selling. So it's not good or bad. It's just a different way of compensation. And then project-based. If you have a situation that's pretty specific and you don't need full-scale financial planning, well, pay for that. Take care of my estate plan. Look and review how my investments are positioned in the volatile market that we're in. You know, define the scope of the relationship and determine what's a fair price. So there are multiple ways for the advisor to get paid. And typically, clients aren't going to be all that turned off. They realize we do our job, we make a living.
Yep.
Just making sure that you're upfront about it.
And then there's just some final kind of questions to ask, whether it's their own personal financial background, their own credit score, where they invest, their age and why it matters, their relationships. I mean, all of those things, when you're dealing with money, first of all, consumers are generally uncomfortable talking about it. But secondly, it's a relationship. It's a trusted relationship, and you have to ask questions that build that trust. What are your go-to questions to try to really know you could trust somebody?
Well, I think you trust your instincts, number one. I think people, you gravitate towards certain people. The way that they communicate is important. The way they listen is even more important. If I have a client give me their situation and walk me through some of their concerns, and I hear it completely wrong, well, that's going to be a bad relationship. So I think going through and understanding that the advisor has to have somebody who's already been in somewhat of your situation, where the advisor invests their own individual money, I don't think matters at all, because every situation is unique. And also, too, make sure that their level of experience matches up with you. You don't want to have a 25-year-old sit down with a 75-year-old advisor. Odds are that 75-year-old advisor is going to retire soon. That 25-year-old now is out looking for another relationship. So try to match up some of the skill sets, some of the needs, and also age if you can.
Well, Andy, thanks for that. And obviously, in these times when people have a lot of questions with money, one of the best things they can do is learn from themselves through stuff like Best Prep. So I appreciate you joining me on CCO.
Glad to be here.
Andy Tate from Cahill Financial Advisors and Best Prep. Always good to be smart when you're dealing with your money. And if you don't feel smart, talk to somebody who follows it and you can build a trusted relationship with.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.